Very warm welcome to this week's Bromsgrove and Druid Standard podcast. Now, I've got three guests with me today. I've got Hugh, who's the Arts Development Officer at Bromsgrove District Council. I've got Bob, who's from the Bromsgrove Arts and Culture Consortium. And I've got Bogdan, who's from an organisation called Boot Freaks, which we'll get onto in a minute. Today is all about the arts in Bromsgrove, which, just start with you, Hugh, it's thriving, isn't it?
It's doing really, really well. There's lots of great organisations, lots of great artists, lots of great people. But obviously there's also a challenge, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, I suppose the challenge with anything like the arts is making sure that you're giving the people what they want, which is what this is all about. Now, the programme that you've introduced is called Tell Me What You Want, and you actually do literally want people to do that. You want residents to get in touch with you and tell you what kind of arts they'd like to see in Bromsgrove.
Yes. Yeah, we started the project up, which I probably don't want to explain further than before, by going out into the community and saying, you know, do you take part in the arts? I'd like to expand the word arts at some point in time, because arts goes from everything from rapping through to opera, from graffiti through to masterpieces and that sort of thing, from my mind, and for everybody's mind in the project. But we realised that there may be, although we've got a thriving arts community, there may be one or two communities, groups of people who are probably not involved, or we think they may not be involved. And so the first part of the project, we went out amongst the masses, and by tempting them with free ice cream and goodness knows what, Bogdan here got them to, or Bogdan's colleague got them to say, well, yeah, I would like to, but there's nothing like here and this sort of thing. So we then moved on to the next phase where we're putting up sort of pop-up art shops, basically. The current one being in Castle.
That's right. So we're in the pavilion on the meadow in Castle. Yeah. So the project is a mix of reacting to what we heard in this first bit of the project where we gave people ice cream in exchange for a few minutes of the conversation. And we created a program of workshops and activities that people said they would like to try. And the idea is, if they come to take part in them, to ask them, are you enjoying this? And if so, what's stopping you from doing this more? And if you're not enjoying this, what should we change to make it something that you would actually want to do? Alongside the program, we kind of really open to suggestions, and we committed to trying as hard as we can to put on whatever people request. And as Bob said, using a very wide understanding of what the arts can
be. So what was it you started with then? What were the workshops? Were they drawing workshops?
So we had drawing workshops, we had creative writing workshops focused on kind of personal storytelling. We had a workshop a good example of how the definition of arts changes with time. We had a workshop in filmmaking, but filmmaking specifically using your phone. Yeah. So we brought in a professional filmmaker who kind of showed the power of the device that most of us carry in our pockets, mm-hmm. and how you can still apply the rule of threes and compose shots and so on. And so people used it, some to kind of make better films of their grandchildren, and some to...
You've actually got one coming up on podcasting.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've learned from that. we're doing one podcasting. Because I think everybody basically has got a story to tell. Now, when I say story to tell, it could be a picture in them, a film in them, it could be a short story, it could be a novel. Could have everybody's got something in them. And I suppose it's about getting that creative up, because who knows, you might find the next, you know, Steven Spielberg
a good example of that. We had a workshop with Spoz, you know Spoz, our local poet, whereby we all sort of sat around, the dozen of us, I suppose, sitting around. He gave us a word, we liked to think of words that rhymed with that word, and then he went from one to each of us. We all added lines into the poem to end up with that word. And people who've never done anything like that before were coming up with the most outrageous things I've ever
seen. They essentially took part in a rap battle.
It was a rap battle, basically. Yeah. But I mean, I then went home with some of the thoughts that I put there and wrote myself a poem, which is the first time I've ever done that in my life.
But I think, just a good thing to add is as well, we've been meeting some fantastically creative people around the district. I think it's also worth saying that even if you don't end up being the next Steven Spielberg, doing creative, investing in your creative pursuits, and investing time into actually doing them is fantastic for health reasons, for development, the transferable skills, if you look at that. There's so much, even if you don't then end up having a career in the field.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they do say that, don't write a book because you want to write a book. Write a book because there's a book in you bursting to get out. So I guess that everybody will have something they want to do.
Going on from what Bogdan said there about welfare and feeling good, your paper ran an article a few weeks ago now about Bromsgrove and the area and wanting it to be better for people, better housing, better places to work and all this sort of thing. But really, and it unfortunately never mentioned the arts, and it's people enjoying places like the Artrix and going along there, coming along to the wonderful Bromsgrove Folk Club, which I run, and various places.
You see, we left that out, so you don't touch with us.
Exactly. Well,
I thought Bob hasn't contacted us for a while, I need to give him a reason.
I think that apart from watching television or whatever, that is what defines an area. The culture and the arts of that area and the things that people get involved in as opposed just to going to work or just living in ourselves.
I suppose the other thing is as well, is that it might not just be the people who want to take part in these sessions, it's people who want to watch this kind of arts as well, which is great. Yes. Obviously, we've got the Bromsgrove Festival coming up, which we'll talk about in the future,
yes,
and everything. So how can people get in touch with you if they want to find out more?
You go for it.
Right, so there's a variety of ways.
Yeah.
One is to just poke their heads in to wherever we are, so Cassiola until the end of the month. The drop-in space is there from 11 to 2 most days, although we stop for Easter, so we won't be there on Good Friday or on Easter Monday.
Yeah.
Back on Tuesday after that. You don't need to book, you don't need to warn us coming.
So it's 11 till 2.
And on Wednesdays, there's an evening time when
that's
it's open
right,
as well.
Yeah. From 7 till 8.
6 to 8.
6 to 8. Yes.
Or 5 to 8.
Sure.
5 to 8.
It's all on our website anyway, so you can get all the details there.
It's also possible to contact us by email. Mm. The best address is info@beatfreaks.com. Beatrix is spelled in an unorthodox way.
Right.
So it's BEATFREKS.com.
Okay, so it's info@beatfreaks.co.uk.
.com.
And freaks is double E.
That's it.
The other thing we need to stress as well is when we say Bromsgrove Arts and Culture Consortium, we're actually talking Bromsgrove District, aren't we? Not just Bromsgrove Town Centre.
We were in Rubery.
Yeah.
Before we got to Catswell.
Yeah.
We're hoping to do work out in Withall and yes, it is the wider Bromsgrove area that we're looking at, not just the high street.
So you're looking for people to get involved in this as well.
Yes.
Are you looking kind of like ambassadors for people who can?
We are, yeah. I mean, if there are people who connect with the project or in its duration, then we would then want to capitalise on that. And later on we're looking at producing a toolkit that kind of starts to kind of articulate the way forward with arts organisations, how to work with individuals, how we might want to change things going forward. And those people would be part of that picking that up. So, yeah. So I think they connect with Beat Freaks during that journey, or ourselves, but absolutely it would be great.
The other way of keeping in touch with us, of course, is social media.
Yeah.
And if you're on Facebook, tell me what you want into your search.
Not into Google, obviously, because you could get
not
some
not into Google,
right dodgy. Right.
Yeah. Sorts of things.
So tell me what you want into Facebook.
So tell me what you want on Facebook and on Twitter as well.
Mm.
And we keep on a daily basis virtually just reminding people where we are and what we're doing and that sort of thing. The hashtag is Tell me Bromsgrove.
So that's nice and simple, and it won't take up too many characters and Twitter.
Exactly.
So we've got these hashtags that are really long, and then you think, oh my god, I've lost half doing that. So thanks for joining us, and you'll have to come back and tell us how it goes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I hope you're going to stay with us now to talk about the other Bromsgrove stories we've got. We had a sad one last week. There were some really distressing pictures on social media. About a cow in Rednall in Beacon Farm, and she was 12 years old and she was pregnant with calves, and she was due to give birth in a couple of weeks' time, and she ate what we think was plastic, and she passed away, and the farmer has now made a plea to other people not to dump rubbish and not to dump plastic in the countryside, in the country lanes. I mean, apparently it's bad in Beacon Lane and Alfchurch Highway. I'm sure the district council said they're going to take a look down there. But please don't dump plastic. And we can't stress this enough. I mean, yeah. There's nothing worse, is there, than, you know, than seeing people just chuck papers away.
And people do. You drive down any dual carriageway around this area on the road, and there is plastic hanging in the trees, and goodness knows what, it's a shame. And I know Bromfield District Council do their bit. I've seen them along the bypass with the picker-uppers and the bags and that sort of thing. That's great, you know, but basically people shouldn't do it in the first place.
No, and I mean, this guy was saying, to be fair, he was saying, I know this is my town, obviously from a financial point of view, and from a personal point of view, because he knows, I think he had 200 cows and he knew every single one, he said. So that's pretty impressive. But he said, as well as that to his cow, there's untold damage to wildlife you don't see. Yes. That issue was highlighted there because it was posted on social media, but there are other times when we won't see them, we just don't notice, but there's still animals there, aren't there?
Mm. So I'm going to speak like an old man there. The time of the times, you used to put your rubbish in your pocket and take it home and put it in the bin, you know, just throw it out the garden.
So hopefully we can change perception
from
that.
The old man.
No, it's right, you need to say. Now, last week we covered the Pride of Longbridge rally. We had Gemma and Andy, if you've got there. Gemma and Andy in the studio. I went along on Saturday. Did anyone else go to that?
I didn't go to that, no. It was such a
brilliant event, and I met so many interesting people. We've got a picture spread going on in this week's paper. We've got it on the website as well. We've got a little video as well of some of the cast that took part. But some of the people I met, there was one called, there was four people from who'd come all the way over from Slovenia. And they'd driven there in this Rover 75 1.8 turbo. And they were great. They were saying like they slept twice. I think they slept in Germany and then again in Dover when they got off the ferry. And it was just brilliant. They'd come all the way over and it was their first one. And there was another one. My favourite car of the rally was a police Austin Metro from 1992. It was a Metropolitan Police car and it was in service till 1995 when it got severely damaged. And the TV production company bought it, and it actually ended up in the bill. So this was brilliant. So this was good. And then this guy had owned it, and I said to the guy, "Well, I said, well, what are the legalities like? You know, driving that car, because surely you can't just go out on the road in a police car if you're anybody." And he said, "No." He said he had to cover up all the livery on the car, put a black bag on the blue light, disconnect the two tones from inside. And I said, it's quite interesting, if you ask a child these days to do a sound of a fire engine or a car or a police car or an ambulance, they still go, nee, nah, nee, nah. I don't know if that's passed down by parents or that, because no police car or ambulance or anything goes nee, nah anymore. They're all like the cartoons do.
My son-in-law's mother was there and father were there. At the rally, a mini from way back in the 50s that they were still on about. Beautiful, I can't remember its name now. It's got a name, it's something like Lucy or I can't remember the name, I'm sure you'll tell me when you said it. But it's a beautiful little mini, kept in absolutely pristine condition.
60th anniversary. And Gemma was saying last week, she was saying that a lot of the cars look better now than when they came off the track, because some of them were quite renowned for having like big. I mean, I think Ian said he had hole in the floor of his Mini, and Gemma was like, "That's the norm."
Like many cars in those days, you got the Friday afternoon one, you're in a bit of trouble.
The Friday afternoon. I tell you what, that'd be a good title for a play, wouldn't it? But somebody's coming forward. The Friday afternoon Mini. Use that as your working title. Where does it go from there? We want to hear from you. So that'd be good. I look forward to that. Arctics or Rubri Church Centre.
That could feature as part of our project, couldn't it?
I want to see that. And got loads going on in Easter, over Easter, because obviously we've got Good Friday, Easter Monday, loads going on. We've got loads on the website. We're going to be hoping to put church centres up as well, let people know where they can be going. And also, it's St. George's Day next week. Now, Bromsgrove, unlike a lot of places, does actually have a St. George's Day celebration every year. And it's fantastic. I always take my girls down there, and I'll be doing that to because my two daughters absolutely love it, and we get to do crafts and stuff and classic cars. So that takes place this Saturday. We've got international singer Lucy Williams, whose repertoire includes pop, rock and jazz music. And we've also got Ardrick Songstars Choir, Blackwell Band, and also just going to be loads of activities as well. It's going to be a Punch and Judy show. Who doesn't love a Punch and Judy show? you don't see many until you get to the coast, so seeing one inland is a rarity. So get yourself down to the Punch and Judy show. And also Steve Chaos will be there. He's really good.
He's excellent. We can talk about Steve Chaos. The whole program will be really good. It's been going on for a few years now. And as you say, the council's really keen to engage with that day, and the event is growing, and it's a very successful.
Is this all on the high street?
Yes. Yeah. So it'd be great, and Steve's brilliant. Steve's really engaging.
And we've got midday till 4 p.m. And there's going to be some real knights in attendance as well, as Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table turn to the high street. It's really studly operatic society Spamalot. But it is many knights in
that. No, it's not. So, yeah. It's real.
Oh,
real.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So you'll have a lovely night, spoke the cat. And so that's 4:30. And then just one more story I'm going to mention before we go to the sport. And that's, who's been to the Norbury Theatre? Everyone?
Yes.
Well, we've got some good news this week, because we launched a campaign with them last year, and work has now been carried out on the roof that we needed. So that's
fantastic.
That will it is a lovely theatre.
It's a lovely theatre.
Of course, Rick Mayo trod the boards there for the first time.
Absolutely.
And his family were massively involved in the Norbury. So that's great news. So that will hopefully keep the land.
Just before Christmas, it's in the little shop of horrors, which was
such a great news. So that, we've got sport on Saturday. Now, it looks very much like Bromsgrove Sporting are going to finish second. They're guaranteed second place, but there's three games left. They've got Aylesbury United this Saturday, who are 14th. Unfortunately, they're 7 points behind Peterborough, and they've got three games left, so they can only get 9 points. So they're going to require Peterborough to lose three games, or lose two and draw one. Well, unfortunately, Peterborough have only lost three all season, so it's looking like playoffs for Bromsgrove. The good news is, if Bromsgrove do get through to the playoffs, they're going to be home in the semi-final and home in the final. You don't get that much in football, do you? Home in the semi-final and in the final as well. So good luck to Sporting. They've got they won last week. Tom Taylor scored 1-0 win over Cambridge City.
I just say that Sporting have more than one side. And I have to say that because my grandson plays for their under 18 clubs. We're there in two finals this year already.
So that's fine. That's good. Yeah. Maybe we'll get the Colts on. We'll get manager of the Colts on. See how they're doing those finals.
Yep.
And then we've got Droitwich Spa as well. They drew 1-1. That was last night. Jack Davies on the mark for them. They won 2-1. Two goals from Ben Tilbury on Saturday. And they finished third, which means they're guaranteed this level of football next season. I don't think there's playoffs in this division. And they've got Newport Town at home on Saturday. So that's just about all we've got time for the news and sports. Claire will be here with the entertainment.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Tristan. Once again, we've got some fun things happening this Easter in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Bromsgrove and Droitwich Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Bromsgrove and Droitwich areas. And I'm lucky to have you again with me this week. Starting off,
I don't know anything about what's on and ends.
You're not the first person to do this with me, but you're just good on camera. You're good at nattering away, so you've got the job.
Right, yeah.
Starting off on Friday the 19th of April, Good Friday. And who fancies a Good Friday breakfast with the Easter Bunny?
Oh, I can see your script.
Well, you could be doing that, Ian, at Churchfield's Farm in Southwark near Droitwich. They have lots going on at the farm over Easter. They have ewes and lambs in the fields. They've got their pedigree milking cows. You talked about earlier that somebody knew all the... Or Tristan talked about earlier, someone knew all the cows. This farm knows every cow has a name.
I think farmers just say that.
I know
they
them personally.
They ain't going to know every name
really
of every
do.
Cow. They're all the same.
I know this farm. And they also have chicks and rabbits for people to play with, which is lovely. And there's also going to be crafts and Easter activities going on all week. And you can find all the details on their website, which is churchfields-farm.co.uk. Also starting on Friday the 19th of April, there's an Easter egg hunt going on at the gorgeous Hanbury Hall and Gardens. This is running every day from Friday the 19th until the 22nd of April, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. It's £3 to actually enter and become a ranger there for the day. And dogs are very welcome too, which is a nice touch, isn't it? As long as you keep them on a lead, they can help you find all the Easter eggs. So that's good.
But or eat them.
No, this is the thing. Dogs aren't allowed to eat chocolate. Lots of people don't know that.
No, it's dangerous.
And it's poisonous. It's really very, very poisonous dangerous for them. So don't let your dog eat any chocolate. But they can be excellent hunters.
Oh, no.
You're going to hate that, aren't you?
Really?
I know. It's enough. Enough of the egg jokes. I'm going to bring it up again. All the information on the National Trust website, which is nationaltrust.org.uk, and go to the Hanbury Hall page on that. Then on Good Friday evening, we've got some comedy going on with Stuart Goldsmith happening at the Artrix. He says his comedy is very intelligent, apparently, and it really appeals to people who are in their 30s, who've lost touch with their old friends and can't just eat one pan of chocolat. Can anybody just eat one pan of chocolat?
I don't even know what that is.
You know, it's one of those little chocolate pastry things.
Oh, is it?
Oh. Yeah. Well, anyway,
is it like an eclair?
Apparently. I don't like eclairs, though. The chocolate's too rich on eclairs, though my name's Claire. But anyway, the Sunday Times call him an expert and a charming stand-up.
Expert.
An expert, yeah, that's true. He should have capitalised on that for
Easter. Don't tune off. Carry on watching.
And he's also the host of the Comedian's Comedian podcast. If you haven't seen that, it's a brilliant podcast that you need to discover. It's really funny. And all the comedians actually do listen to this podcast. He's the Comedian's Comedian. So anyway, get your tickets for a fun night with Stuart Goldsmith on Good Friday. And all the details for that are on the Artrix website. Also on Good Friday, there's an evening at the Artrix again with the Urban Folk Quartet. This is a show of high energy, genre-defying acoustic music, they tell us, and they'll take your breath away.
I find folk music very dull.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, I quite like a bit of folk
music. You really do.
No, but lots of the music you listen to today is folk music, like Mumford & Sons, and that's kind of, there's lots of it, it's definitely coming back.
You think?
Yeah. Okay, well, this is an award-winning quartet, and they're celebrating their 10th anniversary together this year. It's going to be a special show, and it will include all your favourites from back their back catalogues if you do follow this band, and they've also got a new album out as well. So think folk with elements of house and rock as well in there, and they also see dub. I'm not sure what dub is. What's dub mean?
Dub? Oh, no, that's good. Oh, yeah, that's down with the kids. Dub is.
So this could be your thing. But anyway, then
dubstep.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Got it. Well, this is a great band.
We'll be there with you next week.
And you can find out more details on their website, theufq.com. So get your tickets quick from the Artrix on that. Also, Mute the Flute will be putting on a great show at the Hot Pole Inn on Friday night too. These guys actually played at a friend of mine's wedding a couple of years ago. They're fantastic. They're a three-piece.
You've got a lot of friends, haven't you?
Well, yes. I seem to have had so many friends who've got married over the last few years. This is a three-piece. You do lots of rock, funk and blues covers. You'll love them. Moving on to Saturday, the 20th of April, we have a St. George's Day celebration, which we spoke about earlier, or Tristan did. The incredible international singer Lucy Williams, she's going to be there. Also circus acts and Punch and Judy face painters. Get your kids there. It's going to be by the Argos in the High Street from 12 till 4. And you can get more details from the events team on 01527 534030 if you need details there. Also on Saturday, Robinson Stone will be performing live music at the Artrix at 8 p.m. This is a family trio, and everyone's heralding them as the new Corrs. Do you remember the Corrs? The band the Corrs?
Of course I remember the Corrs.
Again, it's another kind of folk kind of band.
No, not really.
They've got all their trademark sibling harmonies going on. It's going to be a fantastic show. Get your tickets there from the Artrix, artrix.co.uk.
It's not folk.
Also on Saturday the 20th, if you like singing, there's a Singing with Estelle taster session happening. If you want information on that, go to 01527 577330. And it doesn't stop there. It's a busy week, isn't it, this Easter week? Dan Whitehouse and special guest Rosie T will be performing in Bromsgrove on Saturday night. If you don't know Dan, he's a highly acclaimed English singer-songwriter. He supported Eddie Reader when she came to the Artrix last year. If any of you remember, you
were there. I don't even know Eddie Reader is.
Well,
I told you I'd never go out. I don't know why you asked me to do these things.
Well, he's a great voice. He's got an amazing voice. He's also brilliant at guitar. You can find out more details, dan-whitehouse.com there. And I did also just hear he's playing a free lunchtime concert at the Artrix on that day too, on Saturday too, at 1 o'clock. So if you're local, pop down and you can catch him for that, for a free concert. And we mentioned last week, but remember, it's also the Barnum theatrical production happening at the Norbury Theatre in Droitwich on Saturday night too. 7:30 p.m. start there. You can get your tickets from the norburytheatre.co.uk website. And moving on to Sunday the 21st of April. Happy Easter, everyone. What are you going to be doing on Easter Sunday?
Watching Game of Thrones again.
Oh, if,
the
again?
Box set, yeah.
Have you
I'll watch it 24/7, me.
Really?
Yeah.
And what do you think of the new one that's just come
fantastic.
Out?
Fantastic.
Really? And
yep.
It's the last season, right?
It is. It just won't stop me watching them all over again.
Fantastic.
Well, I bet you're not a Game
I've
of Thrones
I've never watched
person,
it, but I'm dying to.
I knew
really,
you would.
I'm scared it's going to just take so long.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's like... It's a big commitment, isn't it?
Very
to watch
gory.
All of them. Yeah, I want to watch it. But if you're not watching the Game of Thrones and you fancy a nice afternoon after eating all your Easter chocolate eggs, what about a nose around someone else's garden? Does that catch you? Make you feel...
It's not against the law.
No. Well, there's
we get arrested.
These are starting to pop up all over the place. And there's a charity day that somebody opens their garden up for charity. And for this one is the NGS charity happening at 24 Alexander Avenue in Droitwich. And apparently it's an absolutely splendid garden.
Is there a real thing or are you just padding it out?
No, this is they've sent us the details. And these are starting to happen all over the place now. Mm. People are like opening up their beautiful gardens and you can go and have tea and coffee and see all the nice
it's not
shrubs.
Code
and...
for burglars to talk to each other.
Do you know what?
You
mentioned that. I've never thought about that. But you pay a small fee, normally like £3 or £3.50. This one's £3.50. Children are free. But, yeah, you can have a little nose around and there you go. Also on Easter Sunday, Dan Greenaway is performing in the afternoon at the Artrix. It's a free concert entry between 1 and 3pm in the foyer. Dan is a great local musician. You've probably seen him before about town. Bound to be a great laid-back Sunday Easter vibe going on. Grab a pint or a cuppa and we hope to see you there. Then in the evening, there's more live music with Tokyo Station starting at 6pm on Easter Sunday at the Hanbury Turn. If you haven't seen Tokyo Station before, they play lots of music like The Who and Tears for Fears, lots of the old sort of classics, all good stuff, and it's bound to be a lot of fun. Then finally, you'll be pleased to hear, no more having to push you out. But
Ross will be pleased to hear because he's waiting in the wings over there to do the Redditch one.
On Monday, the 22nd of April, we have a family fun day happening at Avoncroft Museum. There's going to be birds of prey displays, musical mayhem workshops. I'm not sure what a musical mayhem workshop is.
And you're asking me?
Yeah, I need to find out about that.
Are you going to any of these things?
I hope so, yeah. Mm. I'm going to see a couple of the concerts, for sure, for sure. There's also a bunny trail, which is fun for the kids. It's a great day out for the whole family and, of course, very educational as well. Lovely way to spend Easter Monday. And all the details are on avoncroft.org.uk. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you'd like an event included in this podcast on our social media and also put in the paper, please give us a call and we'll help you spread the word. Word.
Word.
Word. Word. Word. Even. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Claire, for that great entertainment roundup. So make sure you get yourselves out and about in Bromsgrove, Droitwich and Further Fields this weekend. And, you know, it's a bank holiday weekend, there's no excuse. I think the weather's going to be fine, fingers crossed. But so do that. A big thank you to Bob, Dan, Bob and Hugh for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll come back and join us and tell us a little bit about how it's all going.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us, editor@bromsgrovestandard.co.uk, editor@droitwichstandard.co.uk, and also you can see the two websites, bromsgrovestandard.co.uk and droitwichstandard.co.uk for daily updates. Remember, please get in touch with anything you've heard on this podcast, anything you want to discuss about the local area, and we'll do our best to feature it. See you next week.